Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Today.
To the NutriMedical Report, and I have a couple of quick announcements. It turns out it looks like I have tracked down with a request this morning that I have a leasing company that can set up leases for the Lumen Photon machines. And, of course, we have leases for all of our technology, including the Summit to See chambers, the mild hyperbaric chambers we have, of course, and you want to contact me and I arrange the leases. The Sonic Life machines, which are amazing for not only exercise, but the epigenetic frequency therapy I have, which I'm patenting. And, of course, we have the best heart formulas in the world. And, again, what is the cause of heart disease? Fried, let's pretend that I'm the one asking the questions. What is heart disease? What do you think it is?
Do you want me to give you a smart answer or a dumb answer?
Yeah. I want the dumb answer first.
Well, it's when you have too much cholesterol in your system.
Ah, and that comes out of the Framingham study, right? Now, I can dispel that with research I did 41 years ago with Dr. Moskowitz, a PhD biochemist, as well as a board-certified cardiologist in the American and Canadian boards of cardiology. And I can tell you there's absolutely no truth to that. Cholesterol is actually one of the best patches to grab free radicals. Cholesterol, when it converts to 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol, you can even develop antibodies to, which I measured for years with Dr. Broughton, PhD biochemist from Britain that ran AEL labs in Los Angeles, California. So the cholesterol theory is hogwash. Now, the most dangerous nanoparticles that will cause you to form plaque are oxidized fatty acids, which are partially hydrogenated oils, like cooking with vegetable oil is partially hydrogenated or heated. Number two, oxidized cholesterol. And number three, small particle HDL. People always think of high-density cholesterol as good. Small particle HDL is actually the most dangerous of all particles. But your doctor never measures it because he uses a nuclear spectroscopy to estimate the size of the LDL and VLDL and HDL fractions. They don't actually measure it. They're just estimations. And they never measure, actually, the small particle HDL, period. So your doctor is an idiot. He's a certified idiot, and he doesn't do the right test. Everybody. There's very few doctors. I work with a cardiologist from Harvard doing work. And we now can do those tests through Meridian Valley Labs outside Seattle, Washington, and Tutwilla. And we can measure blood viscometry and cardiac markers also at other labs like Meridian, like Veritas Labs at the University of Northern California and other laboratories where we measure cardiac markers. So the idea that somehow these knucklehead doctors think that they know what causes heart disease, they're idiots, okay? And they're certified idiots. And I can prove it with tests that thousands of cardiologists across America and the Western world are basing decisions to give statin drugs or cardiac drugs when they don't reduce blood viscosity, don't reduce heart cytokine levels like IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc., and free radical markers that cause actual fatty acids to be taken in by macrophages, and the macrophage die, a big eater cell, and they die and become what's called a foam, F-O-A-M cell, which is anidus for all plaque, releasing soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and causing platelets and fibrin to precipitate like a Haitian tar paper shack. And of course, as a bad storm comes, the shack roof cracks because it's only tar paper and debris that comes in from the water in Haiti. And then when the wind breaks, it's going to rain inside your house. Well, that's what a heart attack is, an embolus of a clot down the pathway, high viscosity, high cytokine levels, and dead macrophages. That's what it is. Isn't that interesting? And if you think the average doctor knows this, you're an idiot, okay? And, you know, I don't like to make unfounded statements when I make these statements, but they're facts. They're ugly, nasty facts. In fact, they had a consult this morning about a gentleman. They put him on a statin drug. They put him on Eliquis, which is another nasty drug, which if you want to bleed, take damn Eliquis, which works on the extrinsic blood pathways. That doesn't touch blood viscometry or reduce cytokine levels in your heart that will actually cause abnormal plaque. So guess what? Yeah, you'll bleed if you have major surgery if you're taking Eliquis, but it's not going to stop you from having a heart attack. It might reduce your TIAs, transient ischemic attacks, from micro clots of platelets, but it's not going to stop you from having a stroke or blowing an artery, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these idiots, doctors, need to get a life, but they don't care because their name needs to be changed from MD to ME, more embalming. Embalming with polypharmacy, isn't it? Now, there are some drugs that are useful. Entresto, by the way, is an analog of drugs we already have with nutraceuticals. For example, it's sacubitril and valsartan. Valsartan is an ACE receptor blocker, which, by the way, our cardiovasc is an ACE receptor blocker. And the nutraceutical that we carry that is called Vanaway has diacetamide, which is similar to sacubitril. So I have lots of people that can't afford to take the crazy Entresto because if you don't have insurance, it's over $500 a month. If you have insurance, it can easily be $200 a month plus. And they just take our Vanaway and cardiovasc, and they're zippity-doo-dah fine, along with taking CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which the studies have shown lowers cardiac death in 5 years from over 28-29% in 5 years, which is pretty bad. It's up there with, you know, stage 4 cancer, a 5-year death rate for heart failure, down to less than 9% if you're taking CoQ10 Supreme, and of course our cardiovasc lowers it even more. So that's a good start, isn't it? So let's go through our 7 synergistic nutraceuticals, and please don't get the knockoff garbage versions of this, which are stolen and bad formulas and incomplete, you know, use of the right part of the plant, even right from the right continent. Extendivite, Heart and Body, Stress Heart Drops. These are knockoffs. For God's sake, don't buy them. I don't endorse them, even if you have a commercial you listen to on my show. All right? Don't. Get the good stuff. Get Cardiovasc. And by the way, even the Cardiovite, which is the older formula, is the one in Canada. They took out the ginkgo. So ours has the original formula. The only one that has the original formula is the Cardiovasc, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's go through the 7 synergistic components. First, of course, is
the Hawthorn.
Which is, what's the component in it? It's called Vitexin, which is a cardiotonic and vasculotonic to make your heart and your vessels contract. And it has to be from the right part of the plant, which is the leaf and flower, not the berry, like other formulas use. And every batch, they test for the Vitexin molecule concentration by chromatography to make sure every batch has a consistent amount of the molecule present in the formula. Next component?
Yeah, and so then we have the garlic,
which is not just aged garlic. It's going to have ACE receptor blocker, like the valsartan we talked about, but it also has an effect to kill nanobacteria and viruses that are causing what we call a viral and nanobacterial vasculitis. And if people don't, if they think that you get heart disease and vascular disease in a sterile environment, they're morons. Whenever you got bad teeth, periodontal disease, whenever you got chronic viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, they grow in your artery walls and they cook your artery wall. They oxidize the fatty acids and damage the endothelia, and that's what forms the nidus of a plaque. Next component?
With the bilberry.
The small stylizable antioxidant. You want to stop free radicals, this is the one to take. Next one?
Cayenne.
Cayenne is going to actually release nitric oxide. Without nitric oxide, your hemoglobin molecule can't even drop the oxygen off in the tissue. That's amazing, isn't it? Next component?
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to reduce the blood viscosity, so your heart is pumping not maple syrup in Canada or corn syrup in America, but it also reduces the cytokine levels because by increased rouleau formation where the cells kind of pile up on each other like little micromagnets. and increase blood viscosity. So you want to reduce cytokine and viscosity levels. That what does it. Next.
So then we have the valerian.
Balances your autonomic nervous system. Very important. So if you want to reduce the sympathetic overdrive for stress, reduce the free radical load in your body and reduce the stress hormones, norepinephrine and dopamine. That's what you want. You want to balance it to increase parasympathetic activity with valerian. Next component.
And the last component is the milk thistle,
which diminishes detox. Our bodies are constantly assaulted in the air, food, and water, and just being alive in a toxic environment, just even from the building materials in your home or apartment, or when you travel, you're going to be absorbing biotoxins, formaldehyde, volatile hydrocarbons, radio toxins, chemicals, you know, if you travel to foreign countries, vaccines, toxic GMO food, toxic pesticides on your food. I mean, you got to detox, otherwise your arteries are getting fried. And that's why it's important. Now, if you take this and then take our other nutraceuticals with it, you're going to rescue your body from having blocked arteries, decrease perfusion to your brain and kidneys, decrease drive for your heart to pump harder against resistant arteries that aren't doing their job. It's like having a warehouseman with no warehouse workers willing to actually do the job. They want to lay on their shovel, sit down, eat a sandwich, or just listen to the music. How's that? And the cardiovascular artery is working. And so talking about heart disease, now, it's a big deal. And even when we do initial testing on people, you know, they do the regular tests. Like, I had one lady, she had her test done from Zurich Insurance, which, you know, it's a good insurance company. But these, the doctors in general do what I would call Mickey Mouse level screening. Oh, your cholesterol is 248. Then they want to slap them on a cholesterol-lowering drug, saying, hey, if I lower your cholesterol, you won't have a heart attack. Wrong. You know, that, you know, like that thing, you know, when they hear the bop sound, you know, like wrong answer on the, you know, to pay the price, to, you know, whatever it is, the game show on television. The fact is that we now know what causes heart disease, and they're not doing anything about it, whether it's diet, nutritionals, or clean water, or clean air, or the idea of toxic building materials, but especially toxic polypharmacy doesn't fix it, nutraceuticals will. They'll actually reduce, you know, improve nitric oxide, reduce blood viscosity, stop C-reactive protein inflammatory markers from happening, and stop the production of dead foam cells, which are basically macrophages that die and then form the nidus for a plaque. So, basically, and I think everybody over age 20 that has a decreased perfusion test on what's called the endopathic endothelial test or has even slightly elevated blood pressure needs to start in cardiovascular. I think anybody with heart disease who doesn't optimize their biochemical markers, which aren't going to be symptomatic, you're not going to know that your blood viscosity is going up or your blood insulin level or your levels of free radicals are rising. Because the average doctor never measures it. We even have a blood pressure cuff, by the way. If people special order for $300, I can get them a special cuff that actually measures how stiff their arteries are from day to day. You actually put it on your arm and press the button, it blows up and measures your pressure, but also measures how stiff your blood vessels are. Because if your blood vessels are not compliant and pulsing, you're not only having blood pressure, you're having decreased perfusion. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you think your doctor knows more, I call it the Deagle Challenge. Get your doctor's permission for me to call them. They're not going to call me, but get their permission for me to call them or email them and give them what I call ask them some questions. Again, my name Deagle is Norwegian, Viking. So I want to ask them some questions. And believe me, most of the time their doctor, I don't want to talk to Deagle. Whatever he's doing to help you, you continue it, but don't let him inform me. You wouldn't believe how often that happens where they tell the patient to continue doing what they're doing because they're getting better, but don't let Deagle contact me because I can't deal with the emotional stress. I had one guy in a conference in Phoenix about 12 years ago. He says, Deagle, I used to think you were just an arrogant nut. Now I realize you actually know what you're talking about, and I can't deal with the guilt. I'll probably lose my hospital privileges or my license if I keep doing things that you recommend I do. I don't think that's going to happen. Because you can always show evidence, for example, whether you're dealing with Lyme disease or using natural therapies instead of toxic drugs. But I remember in 2003, when before I closed my practice in Colorado, in 2004, July, I remember in 2003 a drug rep came into my office and she said, "Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our statin drug or our competitors." I said, "I did not see your Swami hat when you came in the office." And she laughed at me. She said, "We thought you were a nice doctor." I said, "Well, I am." I said, "You know, I'm straightforward, but I'm not necessarily nice. You know, I'll take care of my patients at work or 7 days a week, but I'm not nice, being I'm not a pushover." And she said, "Well, we give you samples and toys and everything." I said, "That's nice. I don't really want to play with toys, but it's nice to have samples if I'm going to give my patients drugs if I think it's appropriate." She said, "Well," she threw a 50-page report down my desk, and I said, "Oh, my God, what's that?" She says, "There's pie charts and everything showing that you don't prescribe our drug or our competitors." I said, "My gosh, where did you get this data?" She said, "We used your DEA number." I said, "How the hell did you use my drug enforcement number?" She said, "Oh, well, we got the data from a company in Ohio." I said, "I never practiced in Ohio. How did they get the number?" He said, "They just gathered it." I said, "Oh, my God, I'm under surveillance. People worry about the surveillance state." It's sickening what doctors are under, okay? And I said, "You know what?" I said, "I don't know if you've ever seen the movie or read the book about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but Dr. Jekyll is here. Mr. Hyde, I can already feel hair growing on the palms of my hands, and it seems about to burst in my jacket. So you might want to leave the room and get out of my office quickly before Mr. Hyde shows up." What do you think, hey? She laughed at me, and she said, I said, "Take me seriously. I'm about to have what's called a conniption. You know what a conniption is? Where someone intellectually and physically turns inside out." You don't want to have my guts on the outside of my brain and inside of my skull and whatever. And, you know, honestly, it's enraging what's going on. And doctors, by the way, are too passive to put up with it. I'm one of the few that will actually say exactly what these idiots try to do to me. And I have people say, "Why are you still talking? How come they haven't taken you out, Deagle, when you're talking about all these health issues and geopolitical and other?" I said, "Because if they killed me, you might believe." And that stops everybody. They go, I don't know what to say now. I said, "Of course you don't, because if they killed me, you, knucklehead, might believe about whether it's heart disease or geopolitical or other issues." You have to understand, there's nobody on planet Earth even close or similar to Deagle, period. I mean, I wish there were thousands like me, and I want to train more, please, you know, pass on my skill sets to get, at least ask lots of good questions in every area. Healthcare, geopolitics, religion, whatever. Just ask better questions. And if you do, and you get evidence-based, whether it's lab tests or, you know, your own forensic information on whether it's Sandy Hook and how many kids were killed or whatever, or what the actual FBI was doing, I want people to know the facts. I want people to ask enough questions. Even if they don't have all the answers, they've asked even better questions on the next round. And what you have to understand is the medical profession are trying to protect their turf wars. They're not necessarily, they're protecting their income. They want to make sure next summer they can buy a bigger boat. They want to make sure they do enough bypasses and cardiac casts and, you know, Dacron grafts if your arteries below your knee so you've got a vascular blockage. They don't want to fix the problem. Which is why the results coming up 4 months ago show that after, 20,000 cases in four states, they showed that stents and bypasses don't extend your life 1 month if you've got current angina. What does is our nutraceuticals combined with our peptides and our red deer velvet and what's called Visa Medical ECCP therapy, extracorporeal counterpulsation. You need to fix the underlying problem. And the very first step, we find a lot of people say, "Well, doc, I can't afford a lot of stuff." I say, "Well, take, at the very minimum, cardiovascular and say Omega Supreme and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol." "Well, can I take more?" I said, "Yeah, take magnesium glycinate and take the CoQ10 Supreme and take VascuCare carnitine." "Can I take more?" "Yeah. And take things to stop free radicals like, you know, Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrasimon B1. "Well, doc, can you test to see if that works?" "Of course I can. I can measure your blood viscometry and your cardiac markers. And if it shows up nice on those tests, you're not going to have a stroke or heart attack. How's that?" "You're kidding, doc. My doctor doesn't know that." "Of course not. But if you ask your doctor and get his permission, Dr. Deagle, at no charge, will train your doctor in any country in the world free. Did you know that? Do you think people will take me up on that offer? What do you think, Fareed?"
"Absolutely not."
"You know what? They're intellectually frightened. They're like a little mouse in the corner with a mouse with a catarrhea to bat them around before he swallows them whole. They're terrified that someone might ask some questions to prove their intellectual dishonesty and lack of vigor, logically trying to even help themselves and their patients. And a lot of these doctors, by the way, when they get along in their career and now they themselves are sick, they don't want to suffer their own colleagues. Nurses, doctors and nurses all the time are begging me, "Help me, doc, help me. Don't let me suffer my colleagues. I don't want to die at their hands. I'll help them, no problem." Guests on here, as I say, we're a tag team regarding OKC, Oklahoma City, is the CIA munitions genius and munitions expert, Cody Snodgrass. Cody, you've been doing a lot of work with your buddy in Holland, Mr. Damagard. In fact, he raises questions. I like the way he forensically looks at things and asks questions. That's why they've even got a term now called Damagarding an issue, where they literally go in forensically and he asks questions like Ole. And the questions themselves, you don't have to have answers or forensic or whatever. When you raise a series of logical, progressive questions, you raise enough issues to show that there's enough evidence that things aren't as they seem. Whether it's the Sandy Hook situation or 9/11, which of course, two parents are suing Alex Jones over so-called harassment, wanting $1 million from Alex. And the course of social media using this as a platform to deregulate and silence the people on the right that want to ask, A-X-E, not A-S-K, tough questions, forensic questions about who's actually doing evil things in our country, including now surveillance of American citizens, like American Airlines. In fact, we talked about this in the first hour with Josh Bernstein, where they actually monitor citizens, and if they see a flight pattern indicating they, quote, could be a potential terrorist, they monitor them despite no other evidence, and even turn it over to special intel agencies. So what people need to know, I would ask much deeper questions even than Alex on these issues, but I wouldn't necessarily come to conclusions until I could come up and say, hey, I got the forensic report from the sheriff or the autopsy report, and I want to see photographic evidence in the building of where the bullet holes went into the walls or broke windows, and what exactly was going on, why the school was condemned because of asbestos and the improper heating systems, and why I have FBI documents indicate there was a war game simulation going on that very day. What the hell's going on? Why were the FBI officers, for example, with Sandy Hook there? Why were there FBI officers involved for several years watching the Sanarov brothers for the Boston Marathon bombing? And why do they not intervene when they knew this shooting that happened in the school in Florida here last year? Why don't they go and pick up this maniac? You know, we have enough mental health acts that can easily pick this kid up, even as referred by authorities, and they don't do a damn thing. So, you know, it's either by omission or commission when you let people like that go free. But the fact is, the government is doing a lot of things because they have an agenda. They want a disarmed, defenseless public. They want terrorism activities. That's why 9/11 was a Masonic satanic ceremony. And if you don't perceive that and understand what Alex is doing is correct by asking questions, I'd go a hell of a lot further than Alex. I just wouldn't come to specific conclusions until I had all the forensics. I have enough right now to say the government at least knowingly allowed a lot of these things to happen or to proceed. Just like, for example, the idiot Maduro in Venezuela is making statements saying America did, you know, this drone attack on him. It's probably just disgruntled citizens in Florida that are ex-Venezuelans. But the fact is, the government knows everything. They have omniscience, if you want to call it intel omniscience, and they're purposely pushing their agenda forward. And you're one of the top experts to prove it. In fact, after you went on John B. Wells' show, which I'm going to try to get back on here, it was an amazing broadcaster, John B. Wells. His delivery is the best in the market, better than mine. I talk too fast. I interrupt my guests. I pontificate. But guess what? When I'm saying something, you damn well need to take notes and listen rather than raising questions to interrupt me. So I want people to know I am fearless. I'm like the ancient prophet under, Joshua. I am not going to back down, and even if it kills me, I'm going to deliver God's message to these people to bring back the world under the Most High God. Period. Your turn.
Yeah, well, we just, me and Oli did a show with John B. Wells here recently, but it's only limited to his Caravan to Midnight members. And after they run it for a while, they usually release it to YouTube. And we're hoping that when that happens and people can see it for free,
right?
You know, they won't strike it like they have so many other YouTube things. But what we do is we point out and show the evidence of all the shoes that are found in all the pictures, like the Bali bombing in 2002, Oklahoma City, 9/11, JFK, many of the false flag events, as you alluded to before, that the government is either complicit in or actually perpetrate themselves. And then we tie them into the MKUltra Monarch programming techniques,
right,
using trigger symbols. And so,
right,
yeah, that shoe actually turns out, you know, they're in all the pictures, almost every picture. We found them in over about 50 to 60 countries in the world, in about 50 to 60 different false flag events, and there's always the shoe, and it is reminiscent,
right,
of the like trigger. So,
right. Now, what kind of shoe is it? Is it a child's shoe? Is it an adult shoe? Is it an athletic shoe? What kind of shoe is it?
Pardon me?
What kind of shoes are the usual icon that you
they're
put?
Usually Nikes, but there are different ones, but Nikes are the predominant ones, and we have the photographic evidence to show that. So maybe we'll come on your show one day. It's we have a piece.
Yeah, exactly. We can also do
the visual evidence so that people can see this for themselves.
Right. We can also. Okay. Cool.
We also had another thing that we brought up, and we're researching this right now, and I wanted your opinion on it. You know, during the MKUltra program, where they were using ritualized abuse to fragment the mind and the cognitive dissonance threshold and everything with
right.
trigger symbols, okay, in the Monarch CIA mind control programs, you know, they used trees and broken glass and mirrors and ropes and snakes and roses and various things that were the symbols that created the triggers for the hand to use.
And by the way, the Monarch program was tied directly to Disney Corporation, and they used a lot of Disney symbology in order to actually do the Monarch programming.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, when you're mind controlled, it's done without your conscious knowledge.
Right. And by the way, one of the things they do when they do this mind control, they open what's called astral gate. So they brought some of these entities across the astral realm into our dimensional realm. And this gets really weird, but people don't understand. So our leaders in our world are high-level Masons, and all high-level Masons, when they go beyond a certain level of the Masonic orders, they have to be indwelt by a transdimensional entity. That's why these people are all of clay and iron. Clay, human flesh, iron being transdimensional entities. Whether you're calling yourself a wizard, a warlock, or whatever religious group, transhumanist, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Catholic, whatever, they're all indwelt by transdimensional entities. And because of my giftings, I can actually give you their demonic and astral name. Okay, so people may or may not say, well, who the hell is this guy Deagle? I have many talents, both natural and supernatural, that God's given me. And what you need to know is your idea of the nature of the worldview that you are. If you do not understand the nature of the true universe you live in and the world you live in, you are going to suffer. And I'm here to take away your suffering by giving you the truth. The truth is not the opposite of lies. It is the lies are just the absence of the truth. Just like darkness is not the opposite of light, it's the absence of it, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, but one thing I wanted to ask you about was with these mind control triggers. They've been spraying chemtrail or geoengineering patterns in the sky, and we have several pictures of star patterns and wavy lines, tic-tac-toe patterns, X's.
Right.
And I wonder if those are actually old MKUltra trigger symbols, and they're doing two things at once. They're triggering parts of the population that were mind controlled by putting these symbols in the sky, as well as doing their nefarious geoengineering activities.
They're basically failed attempts to actually hack into their consciousness and what's called not only just their physical brain, but their astral being. Like I said before, all questions come from the soul. They don't come from the physical mind. The mind only processes linear data from the left brain and nonlinear data from the right. And the fact is, when they put the symbology there, whether it's infrasound going to your middle ear to go buy a soda in Japan, and by the way, it's not against the law for soda machines to sell you a specific soda in Japan, by actually talking to your subconscious brain through infrasound, it's actually legal in Japan, believe it or not.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Oh, I know they've used subliminals over here in the States.
Yeah, and they do subliminals, and the last we've gone back 50 years, subliminals impacted even on one frame on a movie set, and people don't realize how it can affect their mind. It enters your subconscious, not your conscious mind. On for a longer show. I want to get you back to schedule, so when we're finished here, we're going to try to rebook you. I also want to get, if I can, only Tom Domergaard on the program, too. I know a lot about this. I was actually trained directly by by what's called Ewan Cameron, the CIA affiliate in Canada that worked at the Montreal Neurological Institute. I actually shook his hand, met him 6 years after he was supposed to have died on a mountaintop. Our head psychiatrist actually brought him to our school for about 4 months, teaching us, showing videotapes of his isolation chambers and mind control stuff. I know everything. I don't know some of this stuff. I know it backward and forward like a vocabulary of a concert pianist. And the thing that scares me is that the average person in the public doesn't think this exists when this science has been around for 50-plus years. They started working on mind control electromagnetics back at the Tavistock Institute in 1947. And since then, the science is getting so sophisticated. During the Obama years, they put hundreds of millions of dollars into research like the Scripps Institute here in San Diego and other institutions across the country to hack into human consciousness. And the Monarch Mind Control Project and other projects are just like the tip of the iceberg. It's a much more involved project trying to literally hack into not only the human consciousness, but the human soul. And if people don't know that, they're completely don't understand that when we have government, which we call our elected official, it's just one layer of the control of the human race. The dialectics of control that are luciferic are infiltrated in every public religion, every government on earth, every intel agency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, every scientific method, every medical school, every law school, every public affairs department, and every administrative department of every government on earth. And if people don't perceive that, they're going to be a victim, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, that MKUltra Monarch program, they had, under the MKUltra umbrella, there was 149 separate sub-projects. And they did interface with soul stuff and remote viewing, which morphed into the Stargate program and all that stuff.
Well, that's why they do remote viewing. That's why you see these remote viewing conferences. And the people are playing around by doing remote viewing, making diagrams and so on, and doing what's called yes-no remote viewing kind of technology. I have a gift, what's called remote sight. And God gave it to me because I died at birth at 8.5 and almost 5 years ago. And 36 years ago, I got what's called empathy. So when I talk to someone on the phone or emailing them, I get words of knowledge. That's a Christian term for it. But I have the gift of remote sight. So if I want to research any topic, and God will warn me, don't research this, don't touch it. So he's warned me, but if I really feel a strong need or push by God to say, research this and find out what's going on, I can not only study the public domain and God will show me where to search, my classified sources which I have inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, etc., and also supernaturally. God will actually give me visions just like the ancient prophets so I can see where they cannot block me anything on any project or any program on earth. And it blows people away. So, well, Dr. Deagle, I thought you're just a functional medicine doc. No, God has given me these talents, like my ancient ancestor Moshe and the ancient prophets, to bless mankind, because believe me, it's a pain in the butt to be me. Because I get persecuted. I get treated like, oh, you're just a nut. No, I'm not. I'm actually, even though I'm talented, I'm humble, because I realize all my stuff comes from the Most High God. Whether I, you know, do a metapathia scan and someone's thousands of miles away, or I give them a word of knowledge and it saves their life, or I tell somebody about a project. For example, 5 years ago, roughly, there was a U.S. Russian rockets being placed their missiles in the Guatemalan-Mexican border. And now I'm giving a warning that the Russians have got nuclear submarines tunneled in the sides of the Orinoco River in Venezuela with Maduro. He didn't recently had a drone strike. Maybe it's probably disgruntled Venezuelans to try to get him. But the fact is that our government's not taking these heeds seriously enough to realize we're under grave danger of a cyber attack on our power grid or attack on our politicians. And because the left is so far gone now, the next thing I would expect is really serious attempts to try to kill Trump. I'm very worried about it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm extremely worried about it. I just saw a YouTube video today, and it had Trump with his coat opened up at a podium, and it said, you know, he was taunting him, like, go ahead and assassinate me, because he knows he's under heavy-duty attack. And I want to...
Well, he wears level 3 body armor, and he has his own private security force. And to be honest with you, Trump should never appear in public unless he's got an inch and a half to 3 inches of plexiglass bulletproof between him and the audience. I know he likes to go out in elbows with the public, but there's enough nutballs out there and enough MKUltra and other people that would try to kill him even if they themselves get killed. There's enough nutballs that will do this anyway. And if we lose Trump, let me tell you, the man's not perfect, but he's the best we got. And it's just like God has anointed him to say, I want you to do this stuff. And in the process, Trump, I call him Trumpinocchio, will become the greatest Christian, believing, motivated president in history. Right, better than any leader in modern history. He'll be like an ancient King David, a man after his own heart, even though he was lascivious and had lots of sex with lots of models. He is a man after God's heart right now, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Dr. Bill, do you think, in your opinion, if something does happen to Trump and it's either a direct assassination or covertly made to look like an accident or whatever, do you think that that could spark a civil war here in...
Oh, no, I'm not thinking. I know it would. Now, here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned not during Trump, because I think Trump's going to make it. Even if they try to do something, he's going to survive and he's going to make it, because the man is so clever and he's intuitive, and he has, I think God's given him some intuitive talents and survival talents. But what I'm concerned about is all the things that are happening under his nose during his administration, like Mr. Ray collecting metadata, and even this guy Kavanaugh, who passed a judgment that group metadata doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment, and the fact that he hasn't, you know, de-license the media. They're actually trying to do a soft coup or close down Mueller. Because if the Democrats did take over, you can guarantee the first thing Al Green and the Democrats are going to do is try to impeach Trump. And if they try to impeach him, the very first act that the Democrats will do is to try to disarm the public. And you'll see a number of U.S. states will secede, like Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, etc. And people don't understand that. That's the end of America. The Democrats are not, you know, looking out for the people. They're looking out for global Satanists. They actually want to rip America's guts up, because they don't want a strong America in the New World Order. They want America to just be a trade zone in the world government, period. They don't want it to be a superpower bringing good to the world or policing against terrorists like these mullahs in Iran wanting to hit Israel or, you know, dominate the Middle East. They don't want, you know, they don't want somebody to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons by Russia and China. They want to make sure weapons are proliferated, because they want to kill most of us by nuclear war, chemical pestilence, or geoclimatic disasters like not fixing Fukushima. So the accelerants are putting in the upper atmosphere and the ultraviolet light and even directed energy weapons. And in fact, one of my computer techie friends was up there. He's an ex-military this weekend trying to fight the fires in Northern California. They're actually using directed energy weapon and exotic thing, climatic warfare, to actually cause fires in Northern California. People need to know that the fight is on. The spiritual warfare in the heavenlies is already happening, and it's coming down to earth now. And Trump needs to prepare to have someone after he's out of office. He needs to also have prepare for more interaction with the public like you and me. Like if he had a, I call 22 minutes a week where he's on the phone with a, I call a Samuel Council, where Ole Damegard and yourself, myself, and people like Josh Bernstein and Lowell Ponte, etc., Gary Richard Arnold, could talk to him and raise issues and questions. He doesn't have the full picture.
No.
He wants to have the whole picture, and he tries to do the best he can, but he doesn't know right under his nose there's some bad guys, like Mr., you know, John Lightning Bolt, who wrote the PNAC documents, or people inside his own government. They're doing things that are setting the stage for horror, and even himself, he's promised he's going to rebuild the Jewish temple. That's called the abomination that desolates. That's no different than King Herod Agrippa. So Trump needs to get a life, and we could give it to him, like a high priest. We need to be collectively the high priest Samuel to King David. Right?
Yeah, there's so many things going on. You just wonder how much he knows, and then what the details.
I know he doesn't. And when he said they've locked him out of information. For example, when he declares he wants to bring Space Force, the Space Force has been up there 40 years. We have a colony on Mars since 1982. We have mining operations with helium-3. The Chinese are not full of it. 5 years ago, they announced 3,500 Chinese scientists are going to mine helium-3 on the moon and create the first tokamak fusion nuclear reactors. I've told people how to design them for almost 9 years. Two years ago, Lockheed Martin came up with a design for, hey, we can make a fusion reactor, because they didn't want to have a radio host, Dr. Deagle, tell them how to build a tokamak fusion reactor when they themselves are hiding the technology. Right?
Yep.
So you got to understand, I'm going to ask more questions than anybody in any network on anywhere on radio or TV on the planet. I'm going to pursue the truth for your sake out there, and you need to respect that we don't have all the answers yet, but we sure have good questions. Our Lord, our God, is with us through all this disaster that's coming upon the earth. And if we repent and we ask Him for solutions, He will always provide them, won't He? So stay right there, Cody. We'll get you rebooked. We'll get you back on. Very important people understand what's coming. The whole earth shall shake with the times and terrors that are coming upon the earth. And only those who know the Most High God will be steadfast and fearless.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.